Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Authentic You Radio, and thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology, where we are tapping into the magic of the cosmos for practical guidance and wisdom with your host, Janet Hickox, intuitive astrologer and numerologer.
Everybody, good afternoon, and thank you for joining us on Living Astrology. Today, my guest is Judith Sult, and she is our favorite tarot card reader. I'm going to be bringing her in here shortly to do readings for everybody. And today, we're going to talk a little bit about a deck that she is having designed for her. And I can't wait until that comes out. I've already seen some of the pictures of the cards coming up, and they are gorgeous. So first, let's get into our astrology information, what's going on in the universe. And this week is back to a sort of slow week, thank God, because it has been crazy. Maybe some of you are still feeling the craziness. There have been so many different configurations going on throughout this summer. Actually, you know what? Even since the spring, it's been one thing after another. I don't know about you, but I am feeling sort of breathless at times with all of the changes that are going on in the world, in my own life, in my family's lives. You know, and so far things have been actually really, really good in my family. It's been interesting to see how things that were stuck for so long have suddenly broken loose. And I think that's partially due to the grand sextile and the openings that were created and generated by that very powerful configuration. And guess what else? I just discovered this the other day, that there's another grand sextile sort of in the offing here as we get later into this month. I think it's around the 26th of the month. It won't be as powerful as the first one, but it's interesting to have two of them coming in the same time span. We get them, you know, rarely anyways, but now we have two of them coming within about 30 days of each other. So it'll be sort of another step through the portal that opened up for you wherever that was going on. And, you know, one of the major players in that grand sextile back on July 29th was Venus. And Venus is now today moving out of the sign of Virgo and into the sign of Libra, where she actually holds rulership. And so in Libra, the energy of Venus switches to much more emphasis on relationships. And so today, if any of you are experiencing any kind of relationship issues or are contemplating getting into a relationship, or you can kind of see on the horizon something coming up around relationships, now is the time to pay attention, because as she moves into Libra, she actually is completing another configuration called a grand square, or sometimes we hear it called a grand cross. And that, let's do a quick astrology lesson here, because a cross in astrology is actually a square, meaning there are four planets in four houses, and the configuration between them is such that they create 90-degree angles, so it becomes an actual square. It's a very stable configuration, but it also confers some real interesting energies when you're talking about it being in cardinal signs, and that's what we're looking at now. We have Jupiter in Cancer, which is a cardinal water sign. We have Uranus in part of this configuration, and it is in Aries, a cardinal fire sign. And then we have Pluto in Capricorn, which is a cardinal earth sign. So we get the idea in cardinal signs that it's about beginning something. There's sort of an impulse to express ourselves, our emotional identity, and our social identity, and then as well as, you know, the recognition that we receive in the world for who we are and what we do. So we have these four corners of a square all coming into play in the next several days. But right now, that means there's one part of that square that's left open, and that's the part that Venus will fill as we get into next week. So for right now, what we have is a T-square. A T-square is when you have three planets that are involved in a configuration. Two of them are 90 degrees from the other, and one is two of them are in an opposition to each other. And what we have in a T-square is challenges and obstacles and difficulties that might show up, places where we notice that we're out of balance or where we need to bring things into some sort of harmony. And it's in the empty space of that configuration, i.e., in this case, Libra, where we can see a way to succeed with some of the other energies that are going on. So where we might find that we have a weak spot right now is in our relationship areas of our lives. Now, this might be different in your own personal chart because it could be lined up where Venus in Libra, let's say, might be in the 10th house, which would mean that perhaps you're in the process of putting together some form of career or professional relationships, or maybe there's some, you know, energy there that's creating some problems, and if they can be solved as the Grand Cross comes into play as we get later into the week. Grand Crosses are kind of fun because they're extraordinarily energetic, number one. And number two, they are places where we can actually see the ability to solve a problem, to move forward. It gives us real strength and a real sense of who we are and what we want to do and where we're going. And because these are cardinal signs and we're connected with that energy of something new or starting something, maybe the direction that we've been needing for these last several months becomes apparent to us. And that would be the highest expression of this, right, where we have been floundering, where we have been in confusion, where we have been at a loss as to what to do or where to go or who to be, things might suddenly start to clear up. And I find that to be the most awesome use of this kind of energy. So if you've been lost in any one of your areas of your life, or if you are needing guidance as to what might be opening up for you, perhaps it's a time to have a checkup reading or something like that. Last week I offered a $25 new moon reading. This week what I'd like to offer to my listeners is a $25 check-in reading. That's just a quick little look and see where this grand square is lining up for you, and we'll take it from there and see what kind of advice I can come up with and what's headed into your life. And for the next week we also have the full moon coming. And this will be a blue moon, as in it is the second full moon in the Leo Aquarius part of the chart. If you remember back in last week of July, we had a full moon. It was at 2 degrees of the Leo Aquarius axis, and this one is at 28 degrees. Interesting, too, because that puts the full moon across the royal star Regulus, which is the heart of the lion. And to me, whenever I see transits across that particular star, it's a fixed star. It doesn't move through the chart. It's just always in the same place at about 29 degrees of Leo. Really good things happen. Gifts come. Openings are created. It's a very lucky placement. And so wherever that star is in your chart, wherever 29 degrees Leo is, this full moon may indeed trigger something that has you've been needing in your life. It may trigger a completion of sorts in your life. So we have some really, really good energies lining up for us as we make the slide now out of the month of August and into September. Let's see, what else fun is going on here? By the way, the Leo in Aquarius axis is often the axis of creativity, sort of genius energies. The planet that actually rules Aquarius, by the way, is Uranus, and it's one of the players in the grand square that we're experiencing. So expect the unexpected with this full moon. You know, be open to just seeing what the magic might be. It may not turn out the way you planned, and it doesn't have to be, because, you know, the universe always knows the best way to bring something to you. So be open to receiving and look for the possibility of it coming in a most unexpected way through someone you didn't expect it to come through, maybe something that you hadn't even thought of as an idea or a direction to head into. Just be willing and open to receiving it however it comes for you. Now, today is always a special day. When I have my friend Judith here, I get lots of callers that want readings. And so I am going to turn this over to Judith because I already see that we have callers in the queue that want to have a reading. I would also ask that if you have questions today, that you feel free to ask questions, because I know some people might have questions about the tarot in general. Maybe you have questions about astrology in general. So today we're opened up for questions and for readings. Judith, you're there, right?
I am here.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. I have had a wonderful earlier part of the day with a girlfriend, a couple of girlfriends, and where we actually did a couple of readings, both talking about the new moon and also did some tarot readings. And so I'm all primed and warmed up and ready to pull cards for people.
Yes, that's what we want to hear. So, you know, just because you're on my show often, or you and I know each other pretty well, you know, what is there anything that you've seen over the last couple of weeks since the grand sextile, since the Star of David, that has opened up for you or changed for you in a way that you didn't expect?
Yes, I've had some wonderful opportunities that have been offered to me in the last, particularly in the last 10 days or so. And they haven't always been opportunities that I have been in the place, or I may not have taken advantage of them, but a tremendous generosity in the universe is what I'm finding.
That's awesome.
It
I like that.
Really, it really is. And as we were getting ready for the show, and I went on my email to see if anybody had email questions for me, I got my first look at the new card in our deck that the artist is working on, and it's the Hanged One, or the Hanged Man. And this is a wonderful card. This is only the second card that we will have completed. And it, because the Hanged One is about getting a new perspective, getting a different perspective. And he's hanging upside down by his ankles, or in this case, his knees are like an acrobat over the branches, not by his neck. And he can get down whenever he has found the answer that provides him with a new perspective. And then he'll go through a form of initiation, because that's what it's about. When you get a new perspective, then you lead your life in a new way. And it's really perfect for Gordana. Gordana Kurgas is the one who is the artist behind the deck, and she is absolutely brilliant. And the deck is just—it's going to be stunning. The two cards that we have so far, the Star card and the Hanged Man, are both just stunning.
And yes, I can second that. The Star card is the one I saw, and although I didn't realize that's what it was, but it was beautiful, just beautiful. So I expect the Hanged Man is just as beautiful, or Hanged One.
Yeah, she's absolutely brilliant in what she does, and it's a real joy for me to be able to work with her. And as cards are falling together, what's so interesting to me, we're not going sequentially. It's pretty much up to Gordana which ones she's going to be working on, and we've talked about all of them. But it is the card that she's working on is absolutely perfect for where we're going in our relationship and partnership over the deck, and so that's been a lot of fun.
Oh, great.
Yeah.
I know Now, I'm not sure if you sent that out to people by email, or is it on your website where people can watch the progress of these cards, or are you holding it kind of close to your vest until it's time to launch, or how are you doing that?
I'm not ready to put up the website quite yet because we have some other things that we're also doing. I'll probably announce in our September show when we have the right ones up there. If they want to go on my Facebook page is Judith, J-U-D-Y-T-H, Sult, S as in Sam, U-L-T, just like in consult. And it is on my Facebook page, and you're welcome to look at the star card on that. The Hangman isn't on there yet.
Right, right. So tell us what's besides this new deck of cards that's going on for you. Do you have any other things going on, new classes or projects that you're working on?
I'm going to be offering, I am offering a class in September, the weekend of September 28th, a Saturday all-day class. And this will be revealing the Hanged Man. And it is communicating with your guides and angels and through the tarot cards, communicating what new perspective the guides and angels want to show you. And, it'll be an all-day workshop, and it will be going through for what's up in people's life. What do you want a new perspective about? Your career, your relationship, your life's purpose, how you're moving forward. And then I always do a workshop, have a workbook as a handout along with that. And right now I'm planning on the workshop being from 9 to 9. And I don't, if anybody wants more details. Pardon?
This is an in-person class, right? So is it being held in Bellingham or?
It is an in-person class, and I'm not sure of the location yet. And I also will be offering some teleconference classes. That'll be in the fall, later on in the fall. Might even be after the first of the year because everybody gets so busy October, November, and so it'll be a little bit later than that. The other thing that I will have on in by the end of September is where people can buy my workbooks on my website.
Oh,
and
that's
again,
great.
Again, you can go to Judith Sult JudithSilk.com is my website.
Very good. So Judith, J-U-D-Y-T-H, S as in Sam, U-L-T.com.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly.
Yes. Now, is that a new website for you, Judith?
It's my same website, Life Path Expressions, but that Life Path Expressions was long.
yes.
This is too long. Yeah.
Nice.
So,
okay, nice.
And either Judith Sult or Life Path Expressions will get you to the right website.
Okay. So are you ready to take your first caller today?
I am, and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, I think we have Lanice as our first caller. Are you out there, Lanice?
I'm here.
Hello.
Hi
there. Lanice. How are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, ladies?
Doing just great, Lanice. What would you like to walk away knowing today?
That all is well.
Okay.
That covers a multitude of things.
Okay.
You're having a sense of knowing that everything's going to be okay. My birthday is July 5th, 1963.
Okay.
Okay.
So you're a Cancer.
Yes, and I was born at 9:56 a.m.
Okay, and Lanice, how do you spell your name? Is it L-E-N-E-S-E?
Correct.
Okay. Did you have a question that you wanted to have a tarot card reading for?
Yeah. What about my relationship? How do you see me in relationship right now?
Okay, and I'm going to let Judith do that while I pull up your astrology information, okay?
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Take it away, Judith.
Okay. Lanice, may I have the initials of the person with whom you're in relationship?
Yes, J-G.
Okay.
Do you need a middle initial?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope, that's okay. So it looks like you guys have been going through some struggles, and it looks like there has been some kind of pardon?
Go ahead, I didn't say anything.
Okay, I'm sorry. And it looks like there may have been some financial issues that have come up around this. You are doubting that you are not sure that he's been truthful about some of the issues that the two of you have been discussing. But the good news is that you have a gift that's coming. The aces are always gifts that are given in perfect timing. And there is a new form that is going to be presented to you as a couple or within the relationship. And it's going to be resolving what's going on around the money issues with which you've had some disagreement. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense, but it's his money issues, and we just really haven't been communicating, you know, not talking about it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he hasn't been communicating about it, and you don't really quite trust what it is that's going on.
Right.
And maybe, yeah, but there is something that is going to be coming that is going to be a promise of more security.
Okay. Is that going to be a good part? Okay. So you see us moving past this situation?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Good.
Okay.
Lanice, before I can finish putting up your chart, I need your city of birth, city and
Memphis.
State.
Memphis, Tennessee.
All right. Sorry, I meant to ask you that. So just one moment here.
Okay, I meant to tell you.
Lanice,
is this
tell
a
me
relationship
again your...
go ahead.
Okay. No, you go ahead. I was going to do a personal year if you needed a few minutes to do her astrology, but that's fine.
Actually, I do, so go right ahead.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Give me the day and month of your birth again, please.
7/5,
okay.
July 5th.
So, mm-hmm. Okay, so this year for you is a 9 year because 7 and 5 is 12. And the 1 and 2 from 12 equals 3. And 2013 is a universal 6 year. So we add the 3 and the 6 together, and we get 9. So from January to December of 2013, your personal year energy, what you're attracting is the 9 energy, which is about completion. So you've probably found yourself cleaning out closets, getting rid of things that have been hanging around for a long time, and some people clean out everything from their closets to their relationships to, become empty nesters or whatever in a 9 year. And so does that sound like what you've been doing this year?
Yes, this year, as a matter of fact, I did a major cleaning on the garage this morning. Got a lot done, and I'm just getting rid of stuff and getting everything that I don't need has to go.
Okay. Well, next year for you, 2014 for you, is going to be a 1 year. And so you'll be completing everything this year. And 2013, you'll be getting done with a whole bunch of stuff. And then you'll be starting a lot of new projects in 2014.
That's the plan.
Okay.
Yes,
are you ready, Janet?
I am. So, Lanice, does that starting new projects happen to include anything to do with a new job or a new professional career or something like that?
That's exactly what I'm desiring.
Yeah. You know, things are actually lining up quite nicely for you in this area because you are experiencing a Jupiter and Sun conjunction. And any time that happens, it begins a whole new 12-year cycle of growth. It's like Jupiter takes 12 years to move around your chart entirely. And so the last time it was in this part of your chart would have been, you know, 2001, 2002. And so it's the opening shot, if you will, in starting something new. And it's in the sign of Cancer. And Cancer is a sign that relates to protection and security and home and family and sort of that idea of putting down roots. And so it feels to me like whatever it is that is coming up as an opportunity for you, not only does it put you on a new 12-year cycle of growth, but it sort of grounds in some energy for you in a way that is very much secure and very stable. Now, Jupiter, as it passes over the Sun, will next come into conjunction with your destiny. And your destiny is actually in the sign of Cancer, but in the 11th house, which deals more with groups of people and the associations of people and so forth. So it'll be interesting to see what opportunities show up for you. What's your background in work? Has it been working with people or kids or families?
Children in nursing.
Mm-hmm. And is that what you're thinking you're going back to?
I want to get out of it altogether.
Yeah. It seems like there's the possibility, I don't know how you feel about this, but you by birth have Uranus and Pluto in the 12th house, and that is often something that can make you a very good counselor, as in you've probably had a lot of different challenges throughout your life, experienced a lot of fears and just different things that you've had to go through and overcome, which puts you in a prime position of working with other people who may have the same kind of pain or wound or, challenges as you've had. So, there's a possibility that you're going to be doing some form of group work or, with a group of people in some way. I think nursing is something that can, nursing or caretaking, whatever you have been doing, is not a bad choice for you. But for you, you have Chiron in that part of your chart about compassion and things like that. And this can be, if you continue down that road, for example, you may be someone that gets very guilt-ridden or very disturbed by the things that you're having to deal with, very hurt by the pains and so forth that other people are experiencing. So look for something new. Can you think back to 2001 and what was opening up for you then? Because now is sort of another echo of that. You've gained wisdom through the last 12 years, and now it's, a whole nother opportunity to do that.
Okay.
Just don't let fear... Don't let your own fears get in the way here, though, right?
Okay.
Standing in your
right.
own power.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I pulled a card around your new job, and when you were saying that, the card that I drew that said there is a new gift that's being presented, a new form of security. Mm-hmm. I think that card was for you, not for your boyfriend, your partner. It can resolve some of that. Then the card I just pulled when Janet was talking to you about the new career is articulate, write down exactly what it is that you want to be doing, because you will get what you wish for. Okay?
Good news. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you.
Now,
okay, one
last
more
thing,
question.
Lenise, before I let you go here.
Okay.
And then I'll let you ask your question. Are you and this gentleman married? Is this a marriage?
No, we're not married.
Okay, so the one thing that comes up in your chart, too, is the planet Uranus, which often brings surprises and changes and actually acts to release us from, you know, chains or oppression, that kind of thing. It is moving through your eighth house, which is the house of transformation, death and rebirth. So it does, Uranus going through this can point to a breakup, but it can also point to a total regeneration of this relationship. So I think the choice lies in your hands as to how you want to go forward in this case. Either way, the next planet that Uranus would hit is your natal position of Jupiter, and so it does mean the opportunity for growth either way for you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And what was your question real quick?
About, you said something about my destiny in the 11th house. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Your destiny is shown in a chart through the north node of the moon. And your
mm-hmm.
north node is in the sign of Cancer and in mm-hmm. the 11th house. Now, in the sign of Cancer, the destiny or north node often points to healing professions. It is often the one thing that tells me that someone is going to be working with people in a healing capacity, whether it is as a nurse, a doctor, or in some of the alternative fields, massage, acupuncture, Chinese medicine, etc. It covers a wide range of things. Or alternatively, these people are often involved with children or the elderly as caretakers or caregivers. So that is a natural direction that you would head into. Now, for you, though, because it's in the 11th house, it would seem appropriate for you to be dealing with more than just one individual at a time. It's more group-like than it is singular-like. Does that help?
Yes, okay.
Yeah.
I am doing my destiny somewhat.
I think
it's going to be switched around and changed, so...
Yeah, and
okay.
That's fine, because your destiny is yours to shape and mold, right? This just is the outline, the map, right? The rest is up to you. All right, Lenise, well, thank you so much for asking
your
question.
Much.
All right,
okay.
Take care.
Okay, I'll continue.
Bye, Lenise.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, next on the line, I think we had Rose. Rose, are you out there?
Hi.
Hi, Rose.
Thanks for taking my call.
Well, thank
Hi,
you
Rose.
For calling in.
Hi.
What's your question today?
My question is, I want to know what kind of changes do you see coming for me between now and the end of the year, since we're almost at the end of the year.
I know, it's gone by so fast. Do you want to give me some of your birth information so we can do both?
Excuse me?
Do you want to pass on some of your birthday information so
sure.
that we can do both?
Sure.
Okay.
December 10, 1956,
mm-hmm.
Jersey City, New Jersey.
Okay.
4:25 p.m.
Very good. All right, Rose. Okay, so go ahead, Judith.
Okay, Rose. So what's going to be happening for you between now and the end of the year, you're going to be called upon to really tap into your own knowingness. You have a tremendous ability to be able to communicate to a knowingness. You know how it is when you get in the pit of your gut and you just absolutely know what it is that you need to do. And the card that's coming up for you in this is a hermit. And he stands in the water of the subconsciousness, in the stream or the flow of the subconsciousness, and he carries a staff of wisdom with him. So he has both that mental and intuitive knowingness. And what's going to be coming up where you have to call on the hermit is the balancing of your creativity and your passion. The two of fire, twos are always about balancing. And I call them the teeter-totter card, and some people like more teeter than totter. And so they're, you've got that passion and creativity that you're trying to bring into balance. And it's very, very important, the third card, it's very, very important for you to call on your own power and to really think about where it is that you want to put your energy and to very clearly communicate. It's a time of stepping back and prioritizing and organizing and figuring it out what it is that you really want to be doing and how you want to be dealing with these two, with this teeter-totter of creativity and passion. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Okay. And things are about to change for you. You've been in a holding pattern for a while.
Yes.
And things are about to change for you. It's probably not going to be until the new year. Like you said, we're in the fourth quarter of the year, but there definitely are some changes that are coming, and they're fairly large changes. And so it's important for you to prepare yourself for those kind of changes by looking at where you want to be putting your energy and really recognizing your part in what you want to have changed, to where you want to see change, and how you want to be dealing with this other energy. You have taken part in the way it's come about. And so acknowledging that and then really being clear about your own power. And remember, power, the most effective power is a gentle power. The power that one exudes is not the kind of power of stamping on anybody or putting anybody else down, or that's not real power, that's anger. And so being very powerful with gentleness and standing in your own grace and standing in your own light. And because the hermit is up there, he knows what he really needs to do. And then things will change for you.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect. So in looking at your chart then, you know, it looks like to me that there is a lot of issues going on in the sixth house, or at least coming up for you. The sixth house rules the workplace and the people that work for you or with you. It also rules your health, and it also deals with the way that you give back, how you serve. Are you experiencing any health challenges at all right now?
No. Mm-mm.
Very good. So Saturn coming through this part of your chart, which is going on as we speak, begins to show you ways in which you can take what your dreams are, what you've been wanting to do, and it sort of puts you in a position of putting your money where your mouth is. So you have to reach out and actually do something now to bring your dreams out into the world, to make the changes that you want to see. You actually have to do something, to enact something. And, oh, by the way, along the way, you get to clear any issues that are standing in your way as well, because Saturn right now is pulling up from our core those things that are not authentic to us, right? The things that we cannot sustain and move forward with at the same time. So it can be sort of a disturbing time, but it can also be very rewarding as you start to let go of old thoughts, old patterns, old behaviors, ways of thinking, etc. So moving forward with clear intentions and knowing that as things come up, you just process through. If it's a fear, if it's an old way of thinking, you process it and, you know, kind of even step back from it. And just observe the thoughts that are going through your head so that you're not attaching any emotion to it, so that you can actually manifest out there in the world the things that you want to manifest. Jupiter, the planet we were talking about earlier in Cancer, is now moving through your second house. And this means possibility of money coming through in a way that it hasn't in a while. This is the opportunity for you to clear anything around self-worth and, you know, low self-worth or low self-esteem, recognizing that your value is something you call to yourself, that no one outside of yourself can give it to you, that you have to own it from within. And so ideally, things are shaping up for you to make a lot of self-enacted changes. It's not like you're at the whim of the universe right now, but it looks like that you can gain the direction that you want to take your life in. So keep that in mind if things are going on for you, Rose, okay?
Okay.
I like the consistency through the readings.
You know what? I've noticed that before, Judith, in dealing with other people that do card readings and things like that, but particularly with you, is that I can go back to a chart and I can validate it and see that this is indeed, you know, and by the way, this is not just like for tomorrow, Rose. This is probably a 1 year to 1.5 year time frame for this kind of change to go that you're going through.
Major changes.
Yeah. Don't be in a hurry.
Yeah.
Just let it happen. And I think
now
you'll be surprised
I'm
a year
to work. I'm hoping that, you know, maybe I'll be getting a job. Maybe that's one of these major changes. So I don't know.
It
seems
looks
like
possible.
I have good opportunities coming. So
I do see a very promising card when you said about work. I pulled a card with that, and I do see a very promising card for the work issue. And so then this is where you become empowered. And, you know, have somebody look over your resume. Have somebody make sure that it speaks to your power and to your strength.
Okay.
Absolutely. That's so important. To Judith, I'm glad you said that word because her Lilith, your Lilith, Rose, is in the sign of Aquarius, which is a tendency to feel powerless. And it is attached to the planet Chiron in your chart as well, which means that it's a wound. There's something very deep going on here that makes you feel like you're not empowered. So remembering that all comes from within. No one can give that to you. No one can take that away from you. Okay?
And the card that I pulled when you said that, Janet, is the fear card, the card that represents fear in this particular deck. And the fear is in speaking out and speaking for that which you wish for. So be really, really clear with yourself, Rose. And if you or if any of your listeners want to email me, I will send you some information, some worksheets about looking at your self-worth and really confirming that you do deserve the best. You do deserve to have a good job. You do deserve these things. And
hallelujah.
And so, again, both of us are saying the same thing. So you can email me at Judith, J-U-D-Y-T-H, at judithsult.com. JUDYHSSAMULT.com.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much, really.
You're very welcome.
It kind of inspired me knowing that I have good things coming my way because I have been like stuck and wanting change is just so hard. You want something, but you don't know how to go about doing it. So, but thank you both very much.
You're very welcome.
You're very
Thanks
welcome
for calling in today.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Wow, this was fun. I love working together with like this, Judith.
I do,
great.
Too.
We have another caller named Carla. Carla, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi.
Hi, Carla.
How are you today?
Hi. Great. And my date of birth is 2/8/65. I was born at 12:35 in the afternoon in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
All right. Got it. Take it away, Judith.
Okay. And what is... shoot, I forgot your name already. I'm sorry.
Carla.
That's okay. Carla.
Carla. I know. I was trying to figure out, is it with a C or a K?
C.
Okay. Okay, Carla. So what would you like to know about today?
More about my career, of knowing if there's going to be a change happening, any opportunities or anything.
Okay. Ooh, yeah. Yeah, there is going to be something coming up, this is an ace, a cosmic gift that's been given in perfect timing. You're going to be meeting somebody that will be able to open up some new possibilities to you, and it's a new relationship, but it's a work relationship because that was specifically what our question was about.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be, there is a potential of a very strong position. And let's see what you have to do. Okay, boy, you've got an ace and then three major arcana. If you don't know tarot, that doesn't mean as much to you as it does to me, but I'm impressed.
Okay, so, I do tarot, so, yeah.
Okay. So so you have the reversed emperor, the high priestess, and the chariot that came up along with the ace. And we'll go along with my interpretation, which may be different than yours, but since I'm doing the reading, we'll
go by with yours.
Yeah, that's right.
Because that's the only way to do it, because I'm asking you the question, not vice versa.
Exactly so. So the emperor in a reverse position is you are feeling it's an internal process that's going on, and your whole perspective is changing and opening up, and your sense of your inner empire is changing, and it's shifting. Now remember, the emperor is the one who ultimately is a decision maker about what's going on. So your first thing is to look at what it is that you want to have change in your life, in your work life, and to be able to make that change. Once that change is made, the chariot is going to carry you off on the road that you want, and you are in the driver's seat. You have to pay attention, and you have to stick with your chariot as it takes you down the road and not be distracted. Don't allow distractions. And then thirdly, pull on your gifts. The high priestess is about connecting to the law, capital T, capital L, connecting to the highest level of the law, irrespective of man-made law. So what that means is she's got the Akashic records. She knows all that has happened before. This is pulling on past life stuff. This is pulling on your strengths and your destiny for this lifetime, and it will take you to where you want to go. But going back to those first cards, the Ace of Water is that there will be a new relationship in your life that will open you up to the new possibilities. And you have to be very, very clear about what it is that you want to be doing. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. Do you know when this could be happening for me?
I'm thinking in the next 3 months you're going to be, because the ace is in an upright position, it's not somebody that you know yet at this moment. But it's somebody that you're going to meet fairly soon. So the very first thing for you to do is to be very, very clear and actually sit and write down, this is what I want my job to look like. This is how I want to be spending my work day, doing these things. And it may not even be that you'll be in the same, working for the same company or institution or whatever that you're working for now. It could be. It could be a different management situation. But whatever it is, the seed is being planted, and then you need to be very clear, because if you're not clear, the cosmos will color it in for you, and sometimes you don't like their palette.
Mm-hmm. I work for myself.
Okay, so this could be a new client.
Mm-hmm.
It could be somebody who is, opens you up to more possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to continue working for yourself?
Yes, but I'm also open to working for like an organization or something like that too. Being on a contract or something like that.
Be really clear about what it is that you want to do. And in fact, even be clear to the point of what it is that you want to do, the amount of money that you want to be making, and how much interaction do you want. Sometimes when we work from our homes, we end up getting kind of isolated. And that works for some people, and other people, it doesn't work as well because they're not they don't have the structure in their lives to be able to create what it is that they want. But it will be very fast changes once it begins to happen.
Okay, great. Thank you.
And you, Carla, you do talk to your guides.
Oh, yes.
And your guides,
I'm a channeler.
Okay. And your guides are there trying to lead you. When this new change happens, it will be profoundly deeper, and it will be different. That's what that ace is about.
Okay.
You're gonna have a new guide coming in, even though it's in an upright position, and it may be in the guise of a human, but you're with this high priestess here, your channeling is going to become quite a bit deeper.
Okay. Well, great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
And I can validate that for you as well, Carla, looking at your chart. You're actually in the midst of Pluto coming across the black moon Lilith in your chart, which
I've got to interrupt. Just as you said that, I drew the death card, too, which is that transformational energy.
Yeah. Oh, I know I'm going through a transformation. Yeah, definitely.
So Pluto.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
Pluto, who's very powerful in all of this stuff, right? And, you know, looking at this particular shadow then, it's actually at the cusp of the 8th house, 7th house. So it plays out in relationships, but it's also something that has a very transformational effect on you throughout your life. And I'm just getting really quickly up here to the Black Moon in Capricorn, so I can tell you for sure what that shadow is. It's the fear of neglect, of not being acknowledged, and becomes the shadow of control, right, where you have control issues throughout your life. So Pluto coming through this right now, ramping up the change in terms of how you're going to deal in the world with other people and how you're going to deal in the world for yourself, like maybe just relinquishing control a bit and allowing yourself to hear clearly the guidance that you're receiving. Not that you haven't been hearing them,
mm-hmm.
but that now maybe you can look at things from a different perspective and kind of let go of any kind of that bossy or attention-seeking behavior that maybe you've had in your past, and maybe letting go of the control, you know, trying to keep control over everything that goes on in your life.
Mm-hmm.
The sun for you is in the 3rd house, which is in sort of agreement with your Gemini rising sign and your Gemini destiny. So anything to do with communication, teaching, speaking is very much highlighted for you at this moment.
Oh, great.
Yeah. And go for it. Go whatever it is that is, you know, coming up for you, just be able to let go of control and just move with it. Be open. Be free.
Okay, great. Thank you guys so much.
You're very welcome, Carla. Okay. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Now, thank you. All my listeners, there are so many of you out there today that I am dying to get to, and we are just not going to have the time to do that. But I so appreciate that you have called in today. I'm also in the back end trying to answer some of your questions in the chat, and I would be able to stay in the chat a little longer to do that for you if you stay there. My other suggestion would be that if you would like, Judith will be coming back on September 19th, and maybe give us your name so we can call you in earlier in the show at that point in time. In the meantime, I have 5 minutes left, and we have Jay out there. Maybe we can get a quick reading for Jay.
Sure. You can. What's up, Jay?
Hi, Jay.
Hey, I was actually introduced to online dating and talked to one person here, Libra, actually. Interesting. And it seems we got a connection going on here. So, but what did the cards say about this relationship coming up?
Okay.
Cool. And I'm actually working with the grand sextile energy right now. It's really actually excellent. Being a guy, balance, it's pretty cool right now.
It's great energy. I got to agree there.
Yeah.
Huh. May I have the initials of the person that you met online?
I don't have.
Even
a,
just.
She goes by a name, but it doesn't. She doesn't really have a name. It's just by a name. I don't know. You really don't. They don't give really names on there until you start meeting each other. So.
Okay. Okay. She's not being truthful about something, and trying to figure out what it's about. And she either has just gotten out of or is still in another relationship. There, and I have the a two here, the two of Earth, of cause and effect, being really careful as you move forward, because there definitely is not the full truth that's being told here.
Okay.
And there is promise out there of a new energy that has a lot of passion behind it and a lot of creativity, but it's not this particular relationship.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
No. Well, that's all right. Well, there's what we'll do is I'll just meet this person and see what goes, how it goes from there. So
yeah.
I don't know what this. Yeah.
Good plan.
And then drop me a line and let me know.
Okay. Sure. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And,
if I'm
and
wrong,
be...
I want to know that too. You know.
Okay.
But you definitely have something that is coming up that's going to be exciting for you.
It is. Okay.
Well, thank you, Jay.
Alrighty.
Thank you so much for waiting for us today to get to you, and for asking your question. I really appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thank you much.
You're very welcome. And for all of my listeners, we're getting down to like 2 minutes, I think, here, 1 minute. I just want to remind you that Judith will again be with me on September 19th, 4 p.m., on Living Astrology, and certainly call back in and get your questions answered. I am sticking on the chat window right now for anybody. There were two people that asked me questions in there. I will attempt to get to both of you before the chat window gets closed down. Or you may email me privately at Janet, J-A-N-E-T, Hickox, H-I-C-K-O-X, at hotmail.com. Thank you all so much for joining me today. Next week, we begin a three-part series on finding destiny in your life and the three pieces that you can find very easily in your own chart that can show you the way. Thank you so much, Judith. I love you. I want you back every week.
I love you all. And if you go to my website, judithsulz.com, you can sign up for my newsletter.
All right. And everyone, have a stellar week.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on Living Astrology. You can reach Janet for readings at www.living-astrology.com or by email at janet@living-astrology.com. Do you have questions about how astrology works or questions about your own chart? Send them to me at dearastro@living-astrology.com. One show each month will be dedicated to answering your questions. Goodbye for now, and have a stellar week.